All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Well, folks, we're not that far away from deciding a college football champion as the national championship game between the Alabama Crimson Tide and the Clemson Tigers is right around the corner. Now, Bama comes into this game, which will take place this Monday night at the University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, favored by 6.5 points over Clemson. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that their head ball coach, Nick Saban, has been in a lot of big games like this, as he has led Alabama to 3 national championships since he has been there. Clemson, this is a dream season for them as they come in here undefeated, and they are still searching for respect. And of course, a 15th victory here, along with finishing the college football campaign undefeated, will go a very long way in doing that for Clemson. Now, you look at Alabama and you look at their key wins this year. Go back to earlier this season when they went on the road to Athens and had their way with the Georgia Bulldogs, and that was big for Bama after they had lost at home to Ole Miss. Later on in the season, Alabama took care of business at home against LSU, and of course they went on the road and had their way with the Bulldogs of Mississippi State. They demolished the Florida Gators in the SEC championship game, and they simply steamrolled the Michigan State Spartans in the Cotton Bowl on New Year's Eve. And like I said, Nick Saban, he's a big game coach. He did it during his time at Michigan State. He also did it during his time at LSU, and he's doing it once again here at Alabama. And you look at the playmakers on the offensive side of the ball for the Tide. Of course, Jake Coker at quarterback, he has really come on strong. He was the Florida State transfer, and he has really, really gotten comfortable in this offense under offensive coordinator Lane Kiffin. You look at the Heisman Trophy winner, Derrick Henry, and he is a guy, he runs better as the game goes along. He's a big physical back, and he simply leans on the opposing defense. And you can't forget about Calvin Ridley there at wide receivers. This youngster is a playmaker as well. But you look at this Alabama defense, and it has always been a hallmark under Saban, and that is once again the case this season. They're ranked 2nd in the nation in total defense. You look at some of their playmakers in that front with Reggie Ragland, Jonathan Allen, Tim Williams, and Eddie Jackson. 50 team sacks as a team, along with 18 interceptions. So they want to collapse that line of scrimmage and really force, or look to force, Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson into making some mistakes. But Clemson is no slouch. You look at what the Tigers have done this year, and they've had some big victories of their own. They knocked off both Notre Dame and Florida State at home. They got past North Carolina in the ACC championship game. And then, of course, they surprised a lot of people on New Year's Eve in the way that they were able to dominate the Oklahoma Sooners in the Orange Bowl. And I think a lot of that falls into the lap of their head ball coach, Ndabo Sweeney. Because Sweeney is a guy that took this job and he kind of fell a little bit under the radar. He had an up and down time at first at Clemson, but the powers that be there were comfortable with him. They were patient. They gave him the opportunity to flourish and develop and bring in the talent that he needed in order to succeed. And in the past few years, it is really paying off for this Tigers team. And you look at the batch of players that Clemson has this year, led by quarterback Deshaun Watson, running back Wayne Gallman, who is no slouch as far as his explosiveness coming out of the backfield, and wide receiver Artavis Scott, who will need to have a very big day going up against this Alabama defense. But speaking of defenses, we talk about Alabama's defense, and they're going to get a lot of respect and attention heading into this game. But Clemson can bring it as well, as they are ranked 6th nationally in total defense. You look at linebacker B.J. Goodson, Shaq Lawson will be healthy and ready for this game. Of course, he missed the majority of the Orange Bowl against Oklahoma, and he is a difference maker in that front for the Tigers. And you also look at defensive back Cordray Tankersley, who is one of the best at what he does in the nation. Clemson defensively has 43 team sacks, and they're going to have to go out there and put some pressure on Jake Coker, and they don't have to sack him all the time, but simply getting him out of the pocket, making him move around, because that is something that Coker does not excel at. And if you want to win this game, if you're Clemson defensively, you have to keep Alabama in 3rd and long. So to do that, you have to win 1st and 2nd down when Alabama wants to out-physical you and run the ball with Henry. This is going to be a great game. And make no mistake about it, you have two great teams. When you combine their records together, it's 27-1, which is absolutely phenomenal. Unfortunately, only one team can claim the national championship trophy, and I'm going to go with Alabama. I look at the experience with Nick Saban. It's been there, done that. Both of these teams come into this game with a chip on their shoulders. Of course, Clemson is playing the respect card because nobody has respected them all season long, while Alabama, you know, they made the college football playoff last year. They suffered a surprising loss in the Superdome last year in the Sugar Bowl to Ohio State when they were the top-rated team coming into this playoff system. And, you know, it's been a revenge factor all year long, and especially after they lost at home in the regular season to Ole Miss. It's been a very different Alabama team since then. You saw what they did in the Cotton Bowl to Michigan State, and I don't think they let up. And I think Nick Saban gets another national title, and he just continues to add to his legacy down there in Tuscaloosa. But all in all, it should be a very good and exciting college game. So, folks, that's going to about wrap it up. And I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of the action from Wild Card Weekend in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.